Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, March 13th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, The Mutants AMA, hosted by LuArt. There was a little Twitter space rugging happening. I pieced it together as best I could, but if there's parts that sound weird, they had some tech issues. Let's take a listen.
So we can get things kicked off. We'll do a round of introductions and we'll start talking about the project. Myself, Jordan CryptoSmith on Twitter. I'm one of the marketing managers here at LuArt, and we have Leslie behind the host. She will be muted most of the time. So it'll just be us talking, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Pablo, and yeah, welcome from London, and so happy to be here.
Thanks for coming, Pablo. Let's start getting into the project. You know, I think that you guys have a really unique idea that you guys have planned out a lot of what's to come, and not many projects do that, I would say. Maybe they do in a sense, but you guys have a really extensive roadmap and it seemed very comprehensive. Let's talk about first the idea. Where did the idea of mutants come from?
Okay, that's fantastic, guys. So the idea comes from a place that we all know really well in the realm of advertising and design and art. I've been working in that industry for a long time already, and you know, as creatives in that area, we have ideas, and then we partner with some of the best artists, photographers, illustrators in the world to actually make it happen, to bring it to the world, to execute it to the maximum, to the maximum consideration with the best craft that we can. When I arrived to the NFT space, I thought that it was a really, really amazing opportunity to actually do the same thing that we do for brands, but doing it for a narrative, creating a narrative and actually partner with incredible artists around the world to execute it beautifully and to evolve it and to keep making it visually richer and to keep evolving and mutating. And when I was thinking about this 10 Generations project, I was like, it would be amazing if we could actually sort of, as we grow the project, we can reinvest and more and more cash and actually hire bigger artists to keep improving the visuals. The thing about mutants, it is almost based on how we can evolve a visual and create a different generation project that evolve through time. And we actually, as we grow the collection, we can hire better artists to keep doing, to keep improving the visuals, to bring, apart from visuals, bring more stuff to the table. Can we bring motion? Can we bring sound? I would love to have a soundtrack for each one of the characters. Can we bring interactivity? At the end of the day, this is an art project that, we are building it together in the community. And our objective is just to give opportunities to different artists around the world to keep working on the NFT world in our narrative, and to give opportunities to artists that haven't even have done an NFT before and onboarding into the blockchain and work with us. And that's why I'm so excited about the community that we are creating, because the project, the idea is quite clear, but what is happening in the Discord is exciting in terms of the people that are the creative directors of the project. How we are building it is that we as a the studio, we bring ideas to the table, we bring new artists, we put new narratives, and then we all vote on them, and we decide where the project goes creatively. So that way, it's not only a project that you see developed, it's a project that you feel that you have participated making it to life, bringing it to life. It's something meaningful because, it's part of what you said, part of what you see in that NFT is something that you participated and you were part of their creation or its creation.
So I think that there's a lot to unpack there. I do like that you guys are really focused on the art, because as much utility and, tech that is behind the NFT, from some polls that I've seen, a lot of people in communities really have, affinity towards the art and the rarity. Because at the end of the day, that this is how people are going to be interacting with each other and how they decide to value each of their NFT tokens. So it's really a difference maker. And I like that you guys are focusing heavily on the art. So in terms of the art, how did you guys go about selecting your first artist? I don't know if people heard this question earlier, but this was, was this artist someone that you knew? Was it someone that you sought out because you appreciated their art? Could you dig into that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So the artist of Gen 1 is us, the studio. We did it because we wanted to start with something that it was quite simple. We wanted to the first generation to be as simple as possible. So we created like something that it was like a homage to the first NFT collection that we saw in Ethereum, but without being a copycat. We have taken these sort of 8-bit characters. We gave them a little bit of a new vibe, and we have put it out there in a way that feels kind of different, but clearly with a lot of space to evolve and to mutate. And after that, we, before even bringing the community, building the community, we sort of saw what Nick was doing, Nick with Terrence. Nick is an artist that, suddenly appeared from the ether in this community and was helping to sort of do some versions, different versions of the Terrans with a lot in a more sort of realistic CGI way. Yeah. So we saw it. We were very, very interested in what he was doing. We introduced the idea to the community to actually partner with him. The community loved it. And then thanks to that, we contacted him. He's absolutely amazing, and that's how we partnered with him to create a Generation 2. Generation 2 was going to be a little bit different than the Gen 1. We put some options in front of the community for them to vote, and they loved all the visuals that we put in front of them, but there was some people that said that they were a little bit different than Gen 1, and then they would like to see a clear evolution from Gen 1 to Gen 2. They want to see a little bit of the previous one and the next one on each of the generations. So the evolution and the mutation is a little bit clear what it comes from and where it's going. So we completely changed the idea that we put in front of them. We put another one, we voted on, people loved it. We briefed Nick, and we released a month ago the first teasers on Twitter, and people absolutely love it. So that was more or less the journey that we've been on for the first artist, which is Nick Alot. You can search for him, which is also doing his own collection called Terra Mochis. So check it out if you haven't seen it, because it's amazing.
I think that he's actually here in the audience. I don't know if I want to call him out, but I see him here listening in. It sounds like the team you're working with likes you a lot. So that's great, Nick. he's not talking behind your back. So
happy to see you here, Nick.
Well, there he goes. He just put up a peace sign. That's him. Confirmation, everyone. That's Nick. Go give him some follows. Actually, we'll follow him real quick. So that's great. You know, I think one of the important things is listening to the community. Oh, Nick decided to join us on the stage. Let him have a word about his art.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to say hi and thanks to Pablo for the nice shout out. I can concur that working with Pablo was super fun and really exciting also. And his enthusiasm for just creating nice art and a giant 10-generation art piece, art collection was something that was really exciting for me to come on board. And I just want to say that I myself am a big fan of Mutants, and I was really bummed that I couldn't get two lead passes. But one is more than enough for one person. I'm glad that there are many people who managed to get their hands on the lead pass, because I think it's something really new to be a part of a giant art collection that none of us know where it's going to go. And I'm just really happy to be a part of this whole thing. Thanks for having me, and let me speak.
Thanks for saying a word, Nick. Oh, wait, are we having technical difficulties again? Are you there, Pablo? I can hear you, Pablo, if you're trying to talk.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I thought I wasn't. It says listener and not. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't hear Nick.
Oh, you couldn't hear me? Is it better now?
Oh. Could the audience hear Nick? I believe they could. They were interacting. Okay. Yeah, they could hear.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Cool. Perfect. I couldn't hear him.
Yeah. Mostly just saying hi. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Nick, I don't know if you joined earlier, but we were having a lot of technical difficulties with the connection for some reason.
Yeah. No, I was trying to join just now, but then it kind of disappeared. Then I gave up, and then I joined in halfway listening. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Joined in halfway listening to Pablo.
Spaces is acting a little bit buggy. It had to do something with the joining and rejoining. So.
Oh, I see this one.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay.
But we're here now.
Yeah. So, no worries.
I know that Pablo didn't get to hear Nick, but Nick was speaking good words about Pablo as well.
Yeah.
So, nice. There we go.
Yeah. Very good words. I'm really
fantastic.
If you didn't know Pablo, I'm really glad that you found me and that you asked if I wanted to work together with you, because it's a real nice eye-opener, and I learned a lot also.
Well, I mean, I guess that we have you up here. I know you might not – you weren't one of the main guests, but we have you up here, so I want to ask you a question, maybe a little bit about your artistic background, because from what I've seen, you've produced a lot of different types of art. You have the Mutants collection, you have Terrans that you've worked on, and then this Terra Mochi. So
yeah,
you obviously have a diverse background of art. Could you dig into that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know how far back we should go, but I'll just go really far back. My first interest in a lot of these things was music, and I didn't really do so well as music because I think it's quite difficult for music. And eventually, I ventured into creating visual arts in school, because I found it's a lot easier to engage with an audience quicker via visuals. So I studied visual effects and 3D animation. And after that, I started a studio with my friend where we basically direct CGI commercials for clients. And recently, our largest ones will be L'Oreal and Razer. So that's what I've been doing in the last 5 to 6 years of my life, making mouse and keyboard commercials look very boom boom pow. And my love for technology and art kind of came together with the NFTs, and I bought a lot of Terrence because I really thought the Terrence art was very nice. And I thought, how could I add value to this Terra NFT space? And also I wanted a pet, the Terrence pet. So I added value the best way I knew how, was to reinterpret a 2D art that I already loved. And I just did it for fun. And ever since then, the feedback from the community has been super supportive and encouraging, to the point that I can't really stop at this point because it's almost too fun and rewarding, although sometimes also quite tiring. But I think the overall reward of adding value to what I believe to be the best blockchain is something that I truly believe, if we don't stop this consistent value creation, I really think that we can be a very formidable market compared to Ethereum. Not to beat Ethereum, but I think it's something unique and special because we are the home of UST. So it's just something that I believe that, small as I may be, I could make a change.
I think that's, you know, it's awesome to have an artist from a project speaking. I'm thinking now, like, we should do a little bit more highlighting from the artist perspective. Like, we're talking about how important the art is and how it gives uniqueness and allows people to value their NFT tokens. I think this is something that we got to do more often. I mean, it's a surprise and a delight that you came up here to talk.
Yeah, exactly. I realized that I should come a bit more often because I've been leaving Pablo not really joining all these AMAs, so I decided that I should make a point to come and join a little bit more.
Well, thank you for coming up here for sure. And
thanks for having me. And sorry for hijacking it, Pablo.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I absolutely agree that, you know, this is an art project, and the artist should take center stage as well. So happy to have you here, Nick.
Yeah, cool. It's happy to be here. So thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, of course. I think he brought us a unique perspective. You know, I think what I always reiterate on the spaces is that because it's so early in the NFT sphere on Terra, that it gives projects a unique chance to really set the stage and expectations for the rest of the projects following them and the growth of the entire NFT ecosystem on Terra. I mean, we're literally in the phase where there's only tens of thousands of unique wallets that trade NFTs on Terra. And we've already seen the price accumulation that's bringing people, like you said, because of UST and Luna to the ecosystem. Like, it's a really big chance for you guys to capture people, you know, capture entire audiences. So enough with that. I will move on. But thank you, Nick, so much for coming up and giving your perspective.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, of course. So Pablo, let's jump back into the roadmap. We talked a little bit about the art. We talked, obviously, with Nick. What can, you know, holders and new buyers look forward to throughout the several generations that are to come from Mutants?
Well, I think the first thing that probably we should talk about is that there are two ways mainly to actually support the project. One is buying a mutant, and for that we have whitelists and a public mint. That will give people who hold a mutant, we are going to give them automatic whitelist for the next generation. So once that is kind of inviting to own a mutant, that you know that you're gonna have something from a new artist, or you're gonna have a priority access to actually get it. The second thing that we came up with, it was called at the beginning the lab owner pass, and then when an user told us, Alexa, that sounds a little bit shit, let's change it to mad scientist, and then we changed it. We became the mad scientist token, and that gives you the possibility to have every generation airdrop to your wallet for free. So that is a little bit, that idea is basically for the initial supporters of the project that were happy to pay a little bit more to give us a little bit of a support at the beginning. We have that token. What to expect? Well, I think we're gonna be very, very careful of keep. We need to define it very well because it's not defined yet. But we want to make sure that we reward the holders a lot. So the holders of the generation, they're gonna be rewarded with airdrops and with exclusive. I'm obsessed now with merchandising, so we're gonna try to get them excited and giving them some airdrops through the year.
So I think that the mad scientist idea is very unique. I like that you guys put a spin on it and thought of something creative. Can we dig in a little bit more on the mad scientist idea? So is this going to be a separate token that people can purchase, or is it going to be like a rarity that will come through the randomized collection?
This is going to be a token that people are going to be able to purchase. This token has it's going to have an exclusive NFT. With it, so we're gonna receive they're gonna receive a very special lab, and that is gonna happen in the first phase of Mint Day. It's gonna happen from 1 to 4 p.m. UTC. So people who are on the whitelist are gonna be able to mint that lab and receiving the first mutant really, really soon.
So not only will you be able to mint from the collection, a normal NFT, but you'll also be able to buy the Mad Scientist NFT separately. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. There are three phases in Mint Day. The first phase is the Mad Scientist token. People who are in the whitelist, they're going to be able, in the Mad Scientist whitelist, they're going to be able to mint one Mad Scientist lab. Then the next phase is the Mutants Gen 1 whitelist, and that's gonna, people are gonna be able to mint one mutant on that one. And then finally we have the public mint. We have limited to the mint to one mutant per phase, so we don't see like a 10 seconds sort of sold out collection, because we want to have, as many chances as they can to own at least one mutant.
So how much will the Mad Scientist token list for?
That's going to be, the Mad Scientist token is 199 USD, which, as I was saying, is going to give you an exclusive NFT.
Right.
Plus every generation airdrop for free from Gen 1 to Gen 10 if you buy it now. And then for the Gen 1 mutants, you have the price, I think, is 49 USD. And that will give you one mutant. And that mutant will give you automatic whitelist to the Gen 2 mutant.
So it seems like a very fair price for, being able to be airdropped each NFT after buying a Mad Scientist. Is the Mad Scientist limited to only a few hundred tokens, or is it super limited?
We have 400 and between the whitelist and giveaways, I think we have 440.
440
in the list, ready to redeem. How many of them we will redeem, I don't know, but we're expecting a high number. And that's something that is worth noting, that it will only happen at the beginning of the collection. Never will see in any more of the generations a Mad Scientist token. So it is very exciting. And, for people who are actually getting in the Discord right now saying, am I early or am I already late? And we're like, no, you're so early. We're not even minted generation one. It is. It is a great place to be if you arrive today.
Okay, so you guys heard it here. I think that's the biggest piece of alpha that we've talked about right now. Make sure that you get on the Mad Scientist token if there, if there's any more available, of course, because this is the only time in the collection you'll be able to do so. And if you do get one, if you're lucky enough, you'll be able to get an airdrop of each NFT from the collection from here on. I think that's very unique and an opportunity for people to continuously participate.
And when we were pricing them, you were saying that is quite, that is a very good deal. When we were pricing it, we were like, I think that's gonna be a fair price. But when we saw the community getting so hyped about it, we were like, oh my god, we should have made it more expensive. But now, this is one of the great things from Terra, which is like, it's not Ethereum where things are like $10,000 or $15,000. They are, it is a decent amount. It kickstarts the project, but it's not gonna make holes in your pockets. It is a good and decent price for Terra and to get into Terra NFTs. And we hope that thanks to this third generation mint, we have a very, very, very good support in order to get really interested artists for the next generation.
Well, I think that there might be somebody with the question already. We weren't going to open up to questions yet, but it could be something good. So Ant, you can go ahead and unmute yourself, Ant_CR, and you can go ahead and ask the question.
I hope you are doing. Hope you are doing great. I'm looking forward to this project, and I'd like to ask one question. What's your planning about the next generations? I mean, which time plan do we have to wait till we see the 10th one?
That's an awesome question. Thank you, and our intention is to go really quick at the beginning, as quick as we can. We are spacing two months, the generations for now, from Gen 1 to Gen 4 or Gen 5. And that's the reason is because we want people to understand how this project works and how the collection gets, visually richer and richer as we partner with different artists. Then after that, it is difficult to say because we want to introduce things like sound. I would love to have a soundtrack for each one of the characters. Motion. It would be amazing if if an NFT is video instead of just an image. Interactivity. It would be incredible if we have a place to actually display the whole collection. So once we start complicating the collection a little bit more, that's a little bit trickier to define because for my work, these projects take like 6-7 months, but they are bigger projects. But my experience is that when you bring a little bit more complications to the table, it could take a little bit longer. So it's difficult to define. I'm not talking 6 months, but definitely a little bit longer than a couple of months, maybe. Hope that answers the question. A lot of question marks about it, but it is difficult to define.
Good luck, guys. Thank you.
Cheers, Ant. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that question, Ant. I think that's a good point to bring up. It's like timelines. It's hard to gauge, exactly how fast developers can work and your artists, and then you got to pair the marketing team. At times, some people are waiting on others on the team because there's just so many things to get done. And I can speak for myself working, on a fairly new project. Luar is, what are we on, month 6 now, technically? Month 3 of actual product launch. And I think that people in crypto have very short expectations of when things should move because crypto moves so fast everywhere, right? But it's really because there's so much volume of things going on, and we're really in a a more quiet period than we were probably 4 months ago, simply because of the price action, excluded for Luna, of course. Luna's outperformed everything for the most part. But yeah, I think it's important to set expectations for the community. When you have an extensive roadmap like yourselves, there's a lot of work to be done. And definitely, you always want to make sure that the expectations are set, that you know, things can be delivered on this time, but you know, things change. The market environment changes, what community wants changes. So that would be my only piece of advice on that, because I know the community expects a lot from us working on these projects, but sometimes there can be only so much that can be done in a timely manner. And you don't want to deliver something that isn't quality at the end of the day.
That's correct. I think what drives us is the quality of the idea and the execution. At the end of the day, we're not going to put anything out there that is terrible, because you know we have to do it sooner than later. We prefer to under promise, take our time, and you know, people will forget how long it took when they love the idea that we're putting in front of them. So definitely, we're trying to be very honest about the main target here is to have something that you absolutely love. And that is better than the previous generation, and it's evolving, and it evolves with the it's not only that the collection is evolving. The collection is evolving with the blockchain as well, with Terra. It is a journey that we are doing together, and definitely we're not going to rush.
And I think the community will thank you guys later when you're focusing on quality over quantity, and especially in this NFT space. You know, there's projects getting launched every day on Ethereum. I mean, I've heard a lot of pretty scary stories over on Solana recently of projects just dropping off left and right. So definitely continue to focus on that. I think it's great that you guys have a roadmap that is so extensive and so inclusive about, you know, with the community. I think one of the last questions for me is, I kind of want to get a better sense of what it's going to look like for the community when they're deciding like what artists to pick for the next collection. Could you touch on that?
Definitely. I mean, it's actually very, very, very simple. What we're trying to do is actually, while we are producing one generation where the idea is already decided, we are still thinking on what is the new idea for the up and coming one. So for example, we're working after Gen 1, we're going to start working on Gen 2 because the idea is decided. We have the thesis, but we need to start creating the collections and the trades and the different materials, the different colors. You know, this it is a lot of work because we have a great artist on board, and we need to define everything really, really well. At the same time, we're going to be start scoping Generation 3 in terms of what is the idea, what could be, who could be the artist, and generating a proposal for the community to be voted on. When we're happy with the proposal, that can come from us, or can come as well from artists that people put on the table in the art channel, in the community, or even, you know, ideas that they can have, narratives, or even drawings that they do themselves, they could be considered. Once that, we take it and then we package it up in a way that feels like consistent and reasonably sort of presented. And then we put it back to the community and say, look, these are some options to for Gen 3, for example. What do you think about this? And then, boom, everyone will vote in the Discord, and the option with the most votes, the option that wins, is the one that we execute and we bring forward. It's as simple as that. It's very, very exciting. You know, it happens a little bit in a smaller scale from Gen 1 to Gen 2. But now that everyone starts to understand and they are more invested in the project, it's going to be fun to see how it plays out. It's very, very simple, but it's getting a lot of good results.
Will the votes be weighted? As in, like, if I say I hold 5 mutants, will I have a higher skew of voting power?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So you guys are basically based off wallets?
Yes, I think there's gonna be a channel. There's gonna be a channel with the different holders of the mutants, and I think it is about who supported the project and not how many mutants you have in your wallet. Once you're in, all voices are the same volume, let's say.
Got it. That makes sense. We just added a speaker up here, Apophis. You can go ahead and unmute your mic and ask a question if you'd like.
Hello, thanks for that. Just a question about the team. Can you just talk about it a bit? Because I know that on every generation there will be a new artist. But can you talk about the team that will last for forever? Thanks.
Okay, yeah, of course. So the team from Sentient Studios. We founded this studio, which is basically I am the founder, and it is an NFT studio that works exclusively for the Terra blockchain. And our first and only project is Mutants, and we're going to be totally putting all our efforts in building Mutants for the time being. We have the partners in the studio. We have a graphic designer and an After Effects magician called Ashling. We have a rocking video editor and a sound effects artist that is called Ryan. And we have one of the best community managers in the space that is called Rex. His assistant Rex 2, Tyler is called, and we have obviously other partners that come and go, but that's the bulk of the team. And obviously I couldn't forget Robin, which is our Twitter magician that is helping us there. So that is sort of the team that is working full on time, creating the project that you see. We have Nick right now executing Gen 2, and we are expected to have new artists coming from next generations.
Okay, thanks. I think just a suggestion. I think it should be good to put a channel on the Discord on the team, as it's important for new people to know who is behind the projects. Just a suggestion.
Okay, we have it in the frequently asked questions. I think it's there. You can see there. There's not a dedicated channel, but at least
yeah, okay.
It's there.
Okay, thanks.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, there we go. Thanks for the question, Apophis. We have someone else requesting. I'm going to add you up here all day, Dre. But before we do that, before we get to all day Dre's question, I'm going to ask you a couple questions that came from the community under the Twitter post. I'm going to share it right here.
Let's do it.
Okay, so first question comes from Johnny. How did you come up with such an original idea for a character? What were you doing at this moment? I think that he was, by that meaning, what was the idea that sparked the idea for the character?
You mean the character of Gen 1 or
yes.
The okay. Well, that's funny because the thing that kickstarted everything is because for a 10 generation project, we wanted to start with something that it was very, very, very simple. So we had space to actually evolve it into something complicated. So we thought that we could start with an icon, a figure that could symbolize and could be a homage of the initial NFTs that started in the space. And, you know, seeing the CryptoPunks and all those 8-bit sort of projects, we thought it was cool if we started with this sort of creatures that were born in old retro video games, but giving it a little bit of a modern look. That's why we, you know, applied a color palette that is quite electric and vibrant, or the spray paint texture, so it feels that is modern. It's funny because if you saw the first prototype that we created, it was very, 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 very retro. Like it didn't have anything else than just pixels. And when we show it to Rex, our community manager, he said, "Oh yeah, it's cute." And we were so fucked off with that comment that we decided to almost redo it and do something that feels actually very, very cool and contemporary. But at the same, keeping the vibe, the homage to this sort of simple and first initial foundational NFT collections. And just to add that, I had COVID and I was trapped in a tiny Airbnb. So that's the only thing I had to do. It was that or watch TV.
Well, I think that honesty is the first step when it comes to, you know, finding a good piece of artwork for sure. So at least you guys took that feedback of it being cute to bringing what it is today. I think that's why people are getting excited about the artwork. So
no, totally. Like a week ago, I saw the whole collection generated, and it was, you know, when you see like the thousands of them, I literally look at each one of them, and I absolutely love how they come together. It is just such a. I'm very, very proud of the color palette. I'm very proud of the traits, very simple traits. But I think people are going to be very, very proud of the collection. I think we're going to see a lot of picture profiles changing on the 15th because it works really well.
I love it. I'll definitely be picking up a few myself. So I'll see which one I like the most to add to my profile picture collection.
Nice.
Let's jump to the next question. I think we may have answered this, but maybe just to reiterate for anyone who's come and then a little bit later, someone asked, which utility in the future, any rewards in place?
I think so. It is tricky. Let me talk about the rewards. I think what I said before, we have to actually sort of put a system in place so people understand what are going to be the rewards, which probably they will be mainly for the collection holders. I think we're going to definitely create like a special something for the collection holders through the whole journey. We need to define well when is that going to happen, so people know how to expect what to expect. Sorry. And another thing that I think we should do is actually when we finish the collection, for the people who actually hold the 10 generations, for the people who started the collection and the people who actually joined us and got the whole collection in secondary, those should be rewarded with a very special thing. That's something that definitely needs to happen. And in terms of utility, well, you know, it's just difficult for me. I come from arts. I'm not come from finance. So this probably you're not used to listen to someone like me talking about an NFT project. This is more about utility and what are you going to get? What is the UST? What are you going to have a treasury? Yeah, this is. I think the utility here is basically you're going to see what you spent in the next NFT. Basically, it's going to improve. It's going to get better. It's going to have better art, and that is what we promise. I don't know if that's utility, but that's what we are. We want to bring incredible artists to the blockchain, and you're going to be able to own a very special place from incredible artists. That is the whole thing, and that's for me what attracts me of the project.
Well, thanks for answering that. The next question, it's a small one. Just how many people are on the team? I think we already kind of reiterated this too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in total, if you had a number, I think we are six people. Six people in total, and we are meant to grow once the community grows. Definitely.
Great. Thanks for answering that. I think that, you know, we're to the top of the hour now. I want to give you a chance to talk about any alpha that you have in mind, or if there's anything that you're saving to talk about right now. So,
oh my God, the best alpha is not alpha anymore because we have launched it like 2 hours ago. We have, I don't know if you have seen it, Jordan. Probably some listeners have already seen it and had banged their head to the sound of the awesome banger, that the tune that Finn has written for us. And we have launched a small pop promo today to celebrate that we are minting the first generation in a couple of days. Have you seen it?
It's this new video posted on your Twitter page, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Let me share it for everyone.
Oh, I don't know if you can play that track in Spaces, but
I can't play it for everyone else, but I can play it myself. I actually wrote that song for you guys.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We partnered with him and we created a pop promo just to show off these little creatures, these little mutants headbanging. Because I know that he's a very skilled rapper. He wrote that song. He did that beat, and we are so proud to put that out there. I think it's great, and it's great to have the first soundtrack for mutants. We're so proud of that. In the following days, I think tomorrow I can share something. We're gonna have a very special announcement about a new set of stickers that we're gonna be able to offer to the community. We have opened a shop in Redbubble, and we're gonna have some stickers in there from tomorrow, so people can actually get some and stick them in their laptop or whatever they want.
So these will be custom stickers for your NFTs.
We're gonna try to do that. At the moment, they're gonna be some of the NFTs. We're gonna try, and this is tricky because it needs a lot of development. Try to create a channel in the Discord so people can actually, if they want, not only a sticker, but it could be like apparel or, you know, a hoodie or a T-shirt. They can actually sort of post their mutant, and we are gonna try, but it's gonna be tricky to do that like fast. It's gonna take a little bit of time. We're gonna get that mutant and upload it into Redbubble, so you can actually order some apparel and some stickers and some, you know, like a mouse pad or whatever you want for the collection. For your mutant.
Yeah, I guess I can see how that could create a lot of issues, because when you order stickers, they usually have to be batch orders, right?
Exactly, exactly. First of all, we have to partner with a global sort of platform that actually sort of can print it for us and then send it to all over the world. Because this is again, mutants is a global thing, but it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to do, and you know, famous last words. But we think we can make some people happy on that side.
So how open are you guys to partnering and collaborating with other projects in the ecosystem?
I think we are very, very happy to collaborate with many, many different projects. We already collaborated with Hellcats, with some sub-communities, like, for example, Ice Out Bulls, or some sub-communities on Hellcats. We have, we are partnered with many others for Gen 2. The issue is that because of the of the low supply of Gen 1, we had a lot of people wanting to collaborate with us, but we were already sort of given all the different whitelists, so we couldn't. But on Gen 2, we're going to have so many projects, that are going to partner with us to do some collabs. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Well, I really like the idea that you guys had with the music that was written for Mutants. So maybe we'll be pinging you for something at LuArt. It's got my my creative juices flowing a little bit there. But totally. So I think I may have skipped over All Day Dre's question. Are you there, All Day Dre?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, fam. Hey, appreciate you having me on. Appreciate it. Hey, first of all, watch that video, man. I watched a lot of teaser videos. That video is fire. So whoever made that video, you need to definitely go back and give him a pat on the back. Secondly, my question was, have you considered during any of the generations to make a 3D rendered version? My thoughts are that eventually that could be accepted into the metaverse somewhere.
That's a very good point. And the answer is yes, we have thought about it. We have to start. I definitely would like to scope something like that, because I've been, you know, I've been working on previous campaigns in my career with some amazing CGI artists. I've been working on digital fashion projects, talking with, you know, people like The Fabricant or, you know, some of the best players in that space right now in the world. And I think it's something that could bring a lot of gravitas to the project. I think, however, this should be something that is just, it's very, very intricate and complicated to bring it into the first half of the collection. I think we're talking about second half. But it would be amazing if this develops into something that is not only about the mutants. So it's you know, what would happen if we partner with a digital fashion house, digital fashion artists? What would happen if we design a collection for the mutants? What happened if those mutants could actually sort of be a part of a game? That's something that we have thought about. We have thought, but it's a little bit far away yet.
Sure,
it is a great dream to have, and definitely we're gonna have that in the back of our mind. Also, I would note that the more complicated we want to do it, the more expensive it is. And obviously, projects in Ethereum, when you invest like 10K in an NFT, and you have 10,000 of them, you give the team a lot of muscle to create something very special, and, you know, splash some money on some production companies to do something good. Because Terra is still in its infancy, that means that we have less money to play with.
Gotcha.
But because we are growing the supply, because our assumption is that more and more people are going to come to the Terra ecosystem and get into the NFTs, we're going to be able, towards the second part of the collection, not second part, like from Gen 5, Gen 6, we're going to be able to play with a little bit more cash, and hopefully that will give us a chance to do something more complicated in that area.
Awesome. Okay. That's a great answer. I appreciate it. Yeah. I also just wanted to let you know that I got turned on to you guys from the Iced Out Bulls. So yeah, you guys are doing a great job. Appreciate everything. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Oh, so happy to have you around, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for the great question, All Day Dre. And it's awesome that he came from a different community. So that partnering and collaborations, I think, is a super effective way to spread the word about your project and, you know, get some organic growth, which is sometimes hard to come by. But
yeah, I just wanted to give a massive shout out to the Ice Out Bulls, because that community has supported us from the beginning. Literally, we had some real believers from the moment that we had 3 followers on Twitter, and you know people like Taylor from Hellcats, or the guys from Eyes Out Bulls, or Gene from Hero, there have been massive support, because without the people who actually sort of believe in you from when we were really, really small, we wouldn't have the traction that we have now, definitely.
That's great points you bring up, Pablo, because the names that you just shouted out, you know, those are the same people that since the beginning of their product launches with us or just partnering, because, you know, Hero did a launch on their own beforehand. Obviously, Hellcats was extreme success in our first launch. These are the same names that we keep hearing across different parts of the ecosystem. And I kid you not, like, this is the type of stuff that really gets people going and sets yourself like apart from other projects, because you're working within the ecosystem. And even though everyone has a different project, everyone has different visions, when you're aligned in the same ecosystem, you can grow off of each other. And it's honestly really cool to hear that you're saying, you know, Taylor's name, Gene's name, because we just had an AMA with Taylor the other day, and I was saying how great it was to hear his voice again. You know, Gene, he might have something special coming up that we're talking with him. And so, you know, obviously the Iced Out Bulls, I see them all the time on Twitter. And, you know, it's really a cool thing to be a part of, to be some part of something this early. So keep pushing. I think you guys have a good, good head on your shoulders. And I think the community will also respond well to what you guys are bringing. That was kind of my closing remarks. I kind of just went on a little tangent, but I really felt inspired by what Alde Dre just said. So I don't know if anyone else has any other questions for Pablo and the Mutants team. Again, we do have his artist still up here. I don't want to, you know, call him out, but Nick is still up here as well. So if anyone else has any questions, go ahead and request. If not, we can probably wrap things up. All right, so we're not getting any more requests. Pablo, do you have any closing remarks?
We are so incredibly excited about Tuesday. It is the first generation of something that we believe is going to bring amazing artists and amazing visuals to the Terra blockchain. We are seeing so much support that we are putting so much heart on this and so much passion that we're not going to fail you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this AMA. And, you know, it means a lot. And you are what it's making us sort of work so hard on this. We're not gonna disappoint you.
Well, you heard it from the man himself, guys. Get ready for the launch, March 15th on the Luart Launchpad Tuesday. You guys better be there, because I think that they're gonna have something special for us. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Mutants AMA hosted by Luart, recorded on Sunday, March 13th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their
your community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutation leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-say don't wanna meet. Taking all the scraps and beat them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terrorist supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terra Spaces.